Hey guys, how's everyone doing? I've been a busy boy today, so had work. After work, I jumped straight back on it, and I did all my follow up funnels. Did them, finished them off all on Word, put in sequence them. So I've got 23 days worth of emails in there. I just need to put them into my follow-up funnels and click funnels. I don't know how to get the hyperlinks in there, so I've got in touch with support, so hopefully by tomorrow they've got back to me. They might even got back to me now, but I'm not doing it now. So just copy and paste it in and putting the hyperlinks in 22 emails is at least a good hour's work anyway, so I'll leave that one for tonight. Another thing is that I'm absolutely loving, if you're not listening to it, I'd recommend watching Dean Hollins and James P. Frio. They've got a podcast, and I was listening to one earlier, and I've forgotten the guy's name, but he sells a book for $1,000. Now, he said within 6 months he bought this book. He sold 110 copies of this book, so that's $110,000 in 6 months. And you can't buy the $1,000 book till you've bought the $400 book, and he's got a $2,500 book that you can't buy until you've bought the $1,000 book. And obviously that all refers back to his value ladder with his everything he brings in, and it's just like, wow, you know, everyone's got a perceived value of, like, you know, $20 for a book. But, you know, when you, I mean, this guy was blessed with the ability to write, so he's all sorted with that. But what it comes down to is just breaking false beliefs. So he's you know, he's absolutely crushing it. And even Dean said he was absolutely blown away by the fact that somebody could do that. Because most people just buy a book for $20, read it, go, ah, that was a good book, got a little bit of value from that. Or they just don't bother reading it, and out of, well, what's the worst? It's only a $20 book. But it's like, when you want to hear something you're really interested in and it's a high perceived value, you get you buy a $1,000 book, you're going to read that book 100%, and you're going to take everything from it and soak it up. A bit like being a mentor for it, like Dean, $2,000 it cost, and I'm just doing everything I'm told and just getting stuck into it. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm on the right track, 100%. Something that it took him 4 years to work out, I'm going to be crushing it in a month. The other thing is I didn't realise, you know, found out Dean was in the construction industry like myself. He wanted to leave his 9-to-5. He sold sweets at school, he was saying on his podcast as well. And I was like, what? I was like, I was telling you guys earlier, I was like, it must have been about 2006. I went to the cinema. I used to go to the cinema all the time on a Saturday morning, early afternoon for a few hours, in the Omni Centre in Edinburgh, with the pals every weekend or two, see a film, you know, maybe get a quick bite to eat, and then it'd always be off home. And I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Love, absolutely, you know. Just simple back in those days, but brilliant. Anyway, one time I went to see Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell, and it was so funny. And there was some of the outtakes when they were doing, like, they're like fake outtakes when he was doing his adverts. And one of them was him selling Big Red, and it just a flash came to me. I was like, you know what? I'll see if they sell them. And then I managed to convince my old man to buy it, and I'd get him the money back for it, you know, within couple of weeks. Anyway, ended up selling them off for £1 a packet, made a bunch of money off that. But you know, never really carried it on, but I used to crush it selling some sweets like that at school. So yeah, a lot in common there. So today brilliant. So today, I'm just doing all my follow-up funnels. Learning about the free traffic method yesterday. And I'm obviously going to do set up my friends list versus, versus all my family and work colleague members, just so, I can really target who I'm going to be, helping, as opposed to, getting preconceived drawbacks and backlash from family and colleagues and that. I just, maybe when I've left my job, that's what I'll do. But yeah, that's the plan. Anyway, see you guys soon. I'm crushing it, and you guys are going to be crushing it too soon. Awesome.